This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on our flagship station, our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or you can go to Parler, the Captain's America, or you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, too, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, where you can also hear the radio show over there playing right now. Now, I'm going to bring in Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to do something very special to start the show. We are going to say the pledge, but first we're going to remind everybody, today is December 7th. And back on December the 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy, we will never forget on this show what happened to America. Now, that was what it sounded like from the movie Toro, 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 but very, very, very mind-boggling and chilling memories that we need to never forget about, Kyle.
You're absolutely right about that, Captain. It's still a very solemn day. Anyone who's ever been to the Arizona Memorial can feel, I'm sure, that very palpable history that is there. You know, and that film you just had the sound clip from was Tora, Tora, Tora. And at the end of the film, the person portraying Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto states at the end of the film, I fear, all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant.
Yep.
And so now that quote, while attributed to Yamamoto, there's no historical evidence per se that he actually said it, but it was perhaps what the feeling was, and it certainly was very dramatic. And also, Captain, it was exactly right, because that was exactly what happened. The next day, people were lined up around the blocks enlisting in the military because of what happened in Pearl Harbor.
Yep, and now we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we mean just exactly that, ladies and gentlemen, with liberty and justice for all, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Now, something else is going on here. In lieu of all the news coming out of Georgia, there's a couple of things that just really fell right in my place and caught my eye that I was going to start the show with. Number one, a new report says a firm that was co-owned by Ilhan Omar's husband received $500,000 in COVID-19 bailout money on top of the millions that he got from her campaign over the last couple of years or so.
Well, that's right. I believe it's called the E Street Group.
Yeah.
And they also got $135,000 of the Paycheck Protection Program and $500,000 in what are described as economic injury disaster loans. So that's a lot of money in anybody's checkbook, Captain. It's certainly a lot on top of all that other money that he received as a result of her campaign.
And here's the story that just flew me right over the edge. Bucks quarterback Tom Brady has a company called TB12, and he reportedly got $960,000 in the form of a PPP loan. Holy smokes.
Wow. One would wonder if he would need that kind of cash.
Well, yeah. That's only part of it. This is a case where the people that have the ability to be able to have attorneys and accountants who know how to game the system, and I'm not going to say that they did it intentionally, but they know how to game the system and get money that maybe they were or they weren't supposed to get, ruins it for the rest of the people that couldn't get any, because we're talking about, between the two of them right there, $1.4 million. I wonder how many little businesses could have used $100,000 here, $100,000 there.
Well, you know, Captain, that is a very, very powerful question, because right now, especially in California, people, friends of mine, as a matter of fact, who have to close their doors as a result of the latest lockdowns, they don't know how they're going to survive.
Of course not.
Restaurateurs, people who own hair salons, barber shops, any of these kinds of places, they're really hurting. They can use that money.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to get on to back on track with what we need to be doing here. California, yep, they're killing the businesses out there. Kyle knows, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, keep in mind, Relief Factor is a program that I use. I've been using it for about 5 years to get rid of the pain and the struggling that I have with the back and the neck and the shoulder and hip and knee and ankle and God knows whatever, because it works. And I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work, and it does for me. And you can start out the way I did with the three-week quick start. It still costs $19.95, has for the last 5 years. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. Then after that, it's totally up to you. Keep on taking it or choose not to, whatever the case may be. But go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on the link that's right there. It'll take you to the same place. And you'll find out that the 1995 three-week quick start plan is the way to go if you want to get out of muscle aches, pain, general pain and whatnot that you have already. It's just worked for me so much that I'm just going to keep telling you about it, because I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got Mike from Clearwater on the telephone line, so let me go over here. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. First couple of things before I get into the meat of what I'm going to say. It doesn't surprise me that Tom Shady got almost $1 million. I've called him Tom Shady for years. He cheated on the football field, the whole Deflategate thing, and, you know, the cameras in the locker room and the whole nine yards. Secondly, you take the word Democrat and you replace that last letter in the word with a P instead of a T. And now, here's the meat of what I'm going to say. As bad as what's happening out in California, now, you know, Captain, you and me, we're pretty similar, right? We're going to say what's on our mind, good, bad, or ugly.
So is Kyle.
I do not feel sorry for those people one bit, because for decades they voted for Democrats. So guess what? You reap what you sow. Your restaurant is about to fall off the cliff. well, you voted for Garcetti, you voted for Gavin Newsom, you voted for that idiot Attorney General Javier, whatever his name is. So guess what? I have no sympathy for you. You get what you deserve. And anybody out there that voted for Democrats, this is just a small taste of what's coming. And I just want to know if you think I'm being too harsh or if I'm right on the money. You and the professor both. Let me know.
All right. Well, he's being a little harsh, Kyle, because you live there. But here's the deal. They got one big thing going in California that they don't have going in other states in the country, and that is the illegals can vote there, can't they?
Well, right, and basically the entire thrust of the policymaking is geared towards, you know, all this kinds of spending, more taxation, and now, of course, what the people who voted for the Democrats are finding out. And I appreciate what Mike is saying. I mean, I get it. I've lived in California for many, many, many years, ever since I was a little boy. But to so many people it's home, but to so many people, you know, they're just wondering, you know, what happened, in the sense of, you know, where did the real strength of California go? And a lot of people have left California. But what a lot of people are finding, and people that I'm talking to, they are becoming so disillusioned with the Democrat rule, because it is monoparty rule in California, has been for a long time. And this COVID-19 thing has taken people who were either kind of in the middle, maybe not really left, but they might have voted Democrat for social reasons or these kinds of things. They are hopping mad. I mean, they are really mad. And so I think those congressional seats, for example, that were gained in California,
Orange County,
that's right, are a real indication of just how upset the people really are. And it may take a few more elections, but and of course there's the big recall effort going on right now, led by our friend Tom Del Vaccaro.
Mm-hmm.
So
to get rid of the governor.
Well, that's right. And the people in San Francisco, people doing what they call their Cal exit. There's a very prominent YouTuber who is, I think, really helping the rest of the country to understand, too, what's going on in California, because he's leaving California, and he wasn't very political to begin with. But this is galvanizing people, Captain.
Okay, well, our resident senior professor is on the line right now, Dan DeMann in Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, your last caller is partially right. California still pulls down more Republican votes than any state in the union. It's just they're watered down with a lot of illegal voting and a lot of whacked out liberals in that state. But still, when it comes to one state with the most Republican votes, it's still California. But until some people out there start to get their heads together, well, then, you know, you're stuck with what you got. The Garcettis and
okay. Let me ask Kyle a question. Kyle, what races can the illegals vote in? And tell me if I'm wrong. They can vote in the local elections, the county elections, and the state elections. Is that correct?
I believe so. I know it, at the very least the local, and I'm pretty sure the county. And that's because you have people that say, well, their children are going to schools, and so they should have a voice. You know,
and the state elections, too, which is the state senator, state representative, and for, I don't know about governor, maybe governor, but they can all vote in those races. So consequently, those are the races that determine what happens in California, right?
Well, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
Those are Sacramento.
Well, but they still got motor voter in California.
Yeah, they do.
And they get their driver's license. The next question they're going to ask, would you like to register to vote?
Yeah.
And they don't make clear on if it's a federal, state, or a municipal election.
Now, did you hear what several congressmen, Republican congressmen, are going to introduce? Not that it's going to go anywhere, but they're going to introduce the removal of the motor voter registration for the states. The federal government's going to put that, try to put that through, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
I hope so. Because this is making a mockery out of our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cheap shot. It guarantees the Democrats everything they want. And you're seeing that especially in California. Yet the Republican Party, it's as strong as it is in any state. It's just the numbers aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And as big as that state is, what is it? What is it, Kyle? 57 million people live in that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Fifth biggest country, it was the fifth biggest economy in the world. It was, California's economy was bigger than the UK's economy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was just, since the last time the Republicans carried California was 1988. That was their Republican high water mark.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, in 32 years, I mean, they're coming across tens of thousands a month into that country or into that state. And they've just diluted it down. So, in a way, I feel sorry for a lot of the restaurant and bar owners and other businesses. And I'm sure a lot of these people vote Republican. But, you know, they're kind of up against the wall with the firing squad. They can't really do a whole lot.
Was 1988 the year that Reagan won 49 states?
84.
Okay, so in 88 he won.
It was Bush. It was George
H.W. And he still won 40 states or thereabouts.
Yeah, I think he did win 40.
He was the last one to do it, I think.
Yeah, that's the last landslide I'll see for a Republican in my lifetime. I don't think I'll ever see another Reagan where he carries 49 of the 50 states. I don't know how you would do that in today's, just based on simple demographics.
Mm-hmm.
And now that California is kind of shrinking a little bit, you know, the left liberals, they're like a beehive that has another queen. They're going to other states in the West. You're seeing it in Arizona. You're seeing it in Nevada, very small states. Now they're kind of getting big because people are leaving California for Nevada and Arizona, mm-hmm. and they're taking their voting habits with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where he ran into a lot of problems in Nevada, especially because they also had a strong union, the Service Employees Union out there. And, you know, you're just saturated. You know, it's like you're outnumbered 10 to 1, and you can't win that way.
And yeah, we had
where we're at.
We had a few California people that moved into my neighborhood where I live down here in Florida, and they couldn't believe the fact that all the jobs weren't union.
Oh, I know. You hear that a lot.
And I tried to tell them this is a right-to-work state. Well, what's that mean?
I don't know what that is.
No. All right. Well, Dan, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break here, and I appreciate it.
Okay, I will talk to you two later on in the week.
All right, and that's Dan DeMann. And Kyle, that's true. What I just told you is exactly true. We live in a right to work. What's a right to work state?
Right. And actually, I was able to double check while we were talking there. It looks like California's was edging towards 40 million people as of the last.
So they've dropped off like almost 20 million people.
Well, they have. It has shrunk. That's
okay.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the telephone number if you want to opine, just like you heard Mike and Dan the Man. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal challenge of the results of the 2020 presidential election have continued with a new lawsuit filed in Georgia. The new suit claims that tens of thousands of illegal votes were cast in the state and asks the court to decertify the results. Senator Mike Braun says that with suits working their way through the court system, the investigations into allegations of voter fraud need to continue. The Indiana Republican told ABC's This Week that if they don't, a large number of Americans will lose confidence in the electoral system.
You're going to have a good part of the country. It's over 50% that view that something is amiss. And that's going to carry forward in terms of undermining a democracy. I just don't think that if you say, if you don't pursue it, overturn every stone, this is going to linger into the future. It's going to be to the disadvantage of whoever is there trying to run the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. All you got to do is go over to the website and type in your zip code, and it'll ask you what type of car or truck that you're driving if you want to get a quote for it, or maybe you got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or a boat. They'll insure all of that, too. And, by the way, if you've got homeowners or renters insurance, they'll also give you a price for that, too. And you can bundle it all together and save a lot of money. Now, I've been with them for 15 years, and I've done nothing but save money every year I've been with them. I do cost comparisons with them, so I know what's going on when it comes to the insurance on my vehicles and the insurance on my property. So, therefore, they are always top of the list, number one in the game. And, of course, Geico, the insurance company name, should give you an idea. It was started for the Government Employees of America. Geico was called Government Employees Insurance Company. That's where the way it started. Now it insures everybody and gives everybody the same great low rates, and that's what it's all about. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the DNI chief, John Ratcliffe, wants special prosecutor, now that is his title now, I do believe, Durham, to issue an interim report because Adam Schiff is circling like a shark in the water trying to take jabs and find out information using his sources. And he's doing a lot of guessing, second guessing, and making comments that just aren't true.
Well, right. Well, of course, Adam Schiff will want the Durham probe to come to an end very quickly.
Shifty Schiff.
Because, you know, they don't want you to hear what's there. They don't want you to know anything more. You're supposed to go with simply what the truth over facts media tells you, and they like that just fine. But what Radcliffe was talking about was that this would provide a good basis to see that there's good evidence to continue with this, and again sort of thwart that public relations problem that Schiff is trying to generate.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, we'll see how that all plays out. But I think that's not a bad idea. We'll see what happens here. Now, the president went down to Georgia on Saturday night. He went to our friends in Valdosta, Georgia's hometown there at the airport. Denise Simon, who will be coming on here in about an hour and a half, she was there with her son. We're going to ask her about what she thought about what she saw. And my question is, Kyle, is this really going to help in Georgia?
Well, it could very well, because obviously it doesn't get any bigger than having the president himself talk about the issues, and especially with the two Senate candidates, Loeffler and Perdue. You know, they're showing that if the control of the Senate is lost, that means that all of those things that the Democrats will want to do, they'll be able to do unchecked. And the president made a very strong case for that as well. Now, some will think that maybe President Trump could be hurting their chances because he's talking about the election and, the actual presidential election and as opposed to the Senate
election. And they stole it from me, and they're going to do the same thing again.
Exactly. Yep. Well, that continues to
shed light. He attacked the governor and the secretary of state. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, but that does continue to shed light. So, now, it's interesting. I saw a program earlier this weekend on a focus group. It seems like a lot of people are still looking for either President Trump or someone who's very much like President Trump, but that would mean non-politician to emerge as a presidential candidate. Now that they see what's possible with somebody like President Trump, I don't think they're willing to simply give up. And I think that could still have a big impact of what's going on in Georgia. But again, there's a lot happening in terms of these absentee ballots and people coming to the state perhaps to register to vote, only to vote there for that one election. So they've got a big mountain to climb, no doubt.
Well, we'll know soon enough because today's the last day they can register to vote under any circumstances, and it's all over after today. If you're not registered, you're not going to vote.
Exactly right. But you never know. I mean, haven't we heard things about backdating ballots and backdating things and so forth?
Well, I'm afraid, Kyle, we still have the same machines in place.
Yep.
We still have the same people working.
Yep.
They're going to work this election just like they did the presidential election. We've got the same problems in Fulton County. I know there'll be a lot more eyes and ears on them and a lot more cameras and this, that, and the other, but I do believe they're still going to try to do something, whatever that something happens to be.
Well, you know, I was watching earlier, I think it was on tape, obviously, or on video, the hearings that had gone on, I believe, in Georgia, where Mr. Giuliani was and so forth. And by the way, we hope that he feels much better very quickly, obviously. But they were talking about the hackability of these machines, how easy it would be for any sort of grade hacker to be able to get into these machines. And the list goes on and on. So that's just one particular example. But these machines do pose a major problem. And, Captain, more than once I've heard people talking about what we did even in Iraq, for example, where people got the purple finger. And if you got your purple finger, it means you voted. You couldn't vote again. I mean, maybe we got to go.
That was done with a paper ballot, too, by the way.
That's right. So maybe we have to go super low tech, even just in the interim.
Because I'm all for it.
Because this is too big a problem, mm-hmm. and too big, the stakes are too high to leave it to just chance now.
Now, here's something to think about. The Trump legal team celebrated over the weekend as a Michigan judge allowed the Dominican voting machines forensic probe in Michigan. Now, this is something I believe that the Georgia governor also called for, I think, on Friday.
Well, that's right. And even if, my understanding is that even if there's been some kind of erasure done or these kinds of things, they still may be
able to show it.
That's right. They'll still be able to pick up some forensic evidence of how these machines were manipulated, how they were used, or how the vote tallies went and so forth. This I mean, talk about smoking gun. I mean, this could be a very, very good candidate for that kind of thing. But taken in total, and this is what's really puzzling, I think, Captain, to so many people out there, just very briefly, you know, if they're watching news reports, just regular run-of-the-mill news reports of the president went to Georgia, but guess what? In all those news, quote-unquote news reports that you'll hear them say the following. Where he gave his baseless claims that the election, that there was election fraud. So now the news is making conclusions about things that are ongoing in terms of someone asserting their rights. And a lot of people are scratching their heads and they're thinking, well, what happened to the news?
Well, Alan Dershowitz yesterday explained how the Supreme Court could get involved in the Georgia election challenge, and he was the only one, Newsmax was the only one that carried the story to put it out there. Fox had a little something about it, but they didn't have the whole story. And basically what it is if the states can have their electors, let's see, let me get this right, if the states can have their election reversed and the electors removed from Joe Biden to get him below 270, it would immediately force the Congress to have to act in the House of Representatives to have an election, because that's the way the system would work. Now, it looks like it's going to take about three states to do that, and apparently, according to Rudy, he's saying the one that's number one in the list right now that's leading the way so far is Georgia. Well, we'll see.
Well, right, yeah, and I think Dershowitz was talking about the idea that the Supreme Court may ultimately have to decide whether or not state legislatures can set aside the vote,
right,
and then pick their electors to go to the Electoral College. But I have a feeling, and this is just speculation, that what would happen is, again, the Constitution would take over,
mm-hmm.
and the election would go to the House. If there's that much of a dispute and they can't, and if they can't do that, but they can't certify a vote that's obviously fraudulent, so again, but see, this is the beauty of the Founding Fathers. This is the beauty of the document that they hashed out with all that argument and all that problem. The Republic, if we can keep it, but they gave us those procedures that would take over so that the system is self-correcting. And that's what people need to understand. It's not about, well, you know, the news media wants this and the Democrats want that, and so let's just do this now. No, there's a document, and it's called the Constitution, and it tells us exactly the procedures to follow when something like this happens.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about a couple of things that were said on the Talking Head shows yesterday when we come back from this break, but we need to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, which is coming up right after this music starts. I hear it playing in my ear, and we will be back. We'll tell you about the weather, California IA, and the big old nor'easter that's pretty much gone now, but boy, did it leave a bunch of snow behind it and a whole bunch of people without power up in the northeastern part of the U.S. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my uptown girl, right up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And she's up there with her husband, Don, at the Double D Ranch, where they corral and stable horses and teach people how to ride in various different styles, competitive nature, too. And don't forget that they're just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. And also consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. You get points for the fuel you buy at the pump, for the food you buy in the restaurant, and for the supplies you buy in the store. All right, and we are going to get started. Here we go. from the movie Eddie and the Cruisers back in the 80s. That is Running Through the Fire, and I'll tell you what, I can play that thing over and over again and have a good old time, because that is a song that's worth listening to, and it will get you going. Kyle, what's going on out right now? Are you tapping away?
Absolutely, yeah. I like the piano part in that, too. It's
and the cool saxophone, stuff. The whole nine yards, yeah. Plus, the whole plot of the movie was pretty interesting, but the music was just, wow, unbelievable. Okay, now, I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to give it to you. Elevated to critical fire weather conditions are forecast into Tuesday across southwestern California and the Bay Area due to dry conditions and strong offshore winds. Meantime, a weak storm will produce scattered light snow over parts of the southern Appalachians. It's there right now along the border of North Carolina and Tennessee into parts of the Middle Atlantic on Monday morning. The big old nor'easter has now left the area, but the damage has been left behind with tree limbs that have been knocked down and power lines that are down and a lot of people without power. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, the winds that had died down, we got a little bit of a respite from them over the last few days, especially where fires like the Bonfire in Orange County are concerned. Those winds are coming back, and we're under a high wind watch right now here in Southern California. Also, as you mentioned, up in the Bay area, they have a fire weather warning up there as well. We've got winds that will be coming off of the desert. There's a high pressure system that is forming, and that's going to make that wind come all the way down through Nevada and through Arizona, and it's going to really cause some gusty winds in California. So the fire danger is very, very high, and that should be starting to kick in, we believe, over Monday and through parts of Tuesday, and then back again towards the end of the week. Now, going up the central part of California, we continue with high wind warnings. Also, as I said, fire weather warning in the Bay Area. Also, Sacramento, of course. But there's a dense fog advisory once you get into Oregon as you head up the 5 freeway, Interstate 5. You got a dense fog advisory around Ashland, Medford, Grants Pass, all the way up to Cottage Grove. So be careful there, obviously. Air stagnation advisories continue across most of central Washington and northern Washington. This encompasses Spokane, also northern Idaho, encompassing middle Idaho and southern Idaho as well, Boise, as well as that Idaho Falls. Up in Montana, northern Montana, we have a high wind watch up near the Canadian border. This will be north of Helena, of course, north of Great Falls. And so, again, that's what's happening out west right now. We've got some temperatures right now in Missoula, Montana. It's 19 degrees, Captain. Mm-hmm. In Butte, it's 17. And in Grants Pass, Oregon, it's 40 degrees right now. And in the Cajon Pass in California on Interstate 15, it's 45 degrees, but the wind should be kicking up soon.
Okay, well, let's go over to Minnesota because that's where the next weather is. You have a dense fog advisory all the way from the Canadian border almost to the Iowa line, just about down the dead center part of Minnesota tonight. And if you're coming out of Fargo going east, you won't have to go very far to drive into the dense fog either, all the way over to St. Cloud, looks like, and to the southern end of the Twin Cities. And some wind and some unsavory weather off to the north and the east of the Twin Cities tonight. Now, the snow I talked about is in an area along the North Carolina-Virginia line border. Now, I-40 coming up through the gorge you're going to be involved in, and as you head towards Knoxville, also in I-81, if you're going up out of Chattanooga and Knoxville, going that way towards Bristol, you're going to be running into it, but it's right along the state line in there. So you're going to have some wintry driving conditions there tonight. Now, we do have some gale warnings in the Chesapeake Bay, as well as all the way from the southern tip of Virginia all the way down to the central part of Georgia. Offshore gale wind advisory there right now, 40 to 50 mile an hour winds about 5 to 10 miles offshore. And along the shoreline, it looks like 15 to 20 to 25 mile an hour winds. So be careful of that. And that's pretty much what we got going here. And, folks, don't forget about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself an opportunity to get a nice free hot cup of coffee, and become a member of the Drivers Club, too, because I'm telling you, the Drivers Club is what it's all about when you get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, and for the supplies you buy in the store. And Kyle, you hang on a minute, and folks, I'm going to take us out with Eddie and the Cruisers. Cruisers from the 80s. And we're coming back, hour number two. Kyle Warren and I, the captain, here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere when we come back. Hey. How about Portland, Oregon? Did you hear what happened up there? Holy smokes. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Hey, get off the phone!
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.